Hello and welcome to Amusing Musings. This is episode one of our podcast. I am Mateo. We're going to go around and introduce ourselves.
All right. I'm Paul. I'm 16. I'm currently going into junior year of high school, and we're going to have some good talks today. Good talks. Yeah, we're going to talk about many things, guys. Many things, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
We need it. We're going to be focused, and we're going to be in this together with the. You go, Nathan.
I'm Nathan. That's it.
Yeah.
He's Nathan, just Nathan. Guys. He's just Nathan. That's it.
You need no other info.
Yeah, and I'm Milo, and I'm here.
He's here.
And you guys are boring as hell.
Whatever. We'll make it work.
Okay, well, everyone else is supposed to.
I'm Nathan, like, and I'm here. I'm Milo, and I'm here.
I didn't say I'm here. I said I just said my name.
That's my thing. Hey.
It is quite literally the same difference. Like I'm me, and I
don't take my thing, man.
You keep it. I'm not. I do not want it. I do not want
to. All right. Anyway, so we're going to be talking. We're going to be discussing mostly like media. So we'll be discussing music, shows, movies, video games, and then also just like sprinkle in like random stuff that happened in our day, and just random questions, you know. So first, we're going to start with one of those random things. We're going to start with by going around and saying our top three favorite foods. Who would like to go first?
I would love to go first.
Go ahead.
All right. So top three favorite foods. I think for me, I think this might be a relatively basic answer, but I think a nice seasoned steak. Like that's like.
That's your number three?
That's my top one, actually. I'm actually going from top one now.
Okay.
It's hard to rank them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's so much food that's, like, just so good. So steak is definitely my number one.
Paul's, like, 500 pounds, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a joke. He's not 500 pounds. He's skinny as hell.
Oh, yeah. We're going on 510 by next week. So, yeah. steak is top one, for sure. I love steak, bro. Next one, I would say, like, it's so hard, bro. Bro, the Freddy's steak burgers, bro.
Hell yeah. You know.
It's everything to do with steak, bro. I swear, bro, I will never eat at a McDonald's again, bro.
Exactly.
I don't know if you guys know where Freddy's are. It might just be, like, a state thing or, like, a regional restaurant. I don't know. That's probably how that works. But I swear, bro, you guys have to have a steak burger at least once in your life, dude, if you haven't. Like, there's, like, the best food like I've ever had, bro. Well, like one of the best, not the best food, but like the best burger. Like, you get what I mean? It's like, well, it might be it's my favorite food, so it's the best food. Like, I don't know.
Cool.
I mean, but it's definitely really good. I guess something else I'll throw in there is I really like the KFC fries. Like like the Kentucky fried, like I think out of all every like place I've had fries before, I think the KFC fries just taste so fresh, and they're like really thick. Well, not really thick, but they're not like thin. They're not like McDonald's thin. They're like a thick like chunk of fries that you can eat. And I think they season them very well too. So I'd say KFC fries are definitely up there as well for me. So yeah.
All right.
That's what we're going with. That's the top three, guys. Top three right there. Right.
I'll go next. So, I think my number one. My number one is a good chicken Alfredo, dude. Not like Olive Garden.
I changed my from KFC fries to chicken Alfredo. I think. I'm changing that now.
But yeah, no, I'm not talking about Olive Garden. I'm talking about like straight from an Italian mother, like a chicken Alfredo. Like that type of stuff. Like my number two, it's also got to be a Freddy's steak burger, no onions or no sorry no not no no pickles. I like onions. From Freddy's. That's one of the best burgers I've ever had, honestly. And my number three, I'm gonna have to go with ceviche. Like, sitting at the beach in Mexico, dipping some chips in ceviche is a top five life experiences, in my opinion.
I might have to go do that. I might have to go to Mexico and go to the beach and eat chips and yeah. ceviche.
No, we all four
that
will.
We all of us will.
Yeah.
And then we're all gonna get yeah. Anyways. Milo.
I mean, if I'm gonna be honest, I don't like
You don't eat food?
No, I don't really have favorite foods. I guess I like steak.
Yeah, I think you should just rank your least favorites because you hate a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got there's like this, I think it's Dutch. I'm not really sure. It's like they're like kind of really, really thin waffles and it has caramel in the middle and it was really good. And I had that recently. So it's
I think they call those Eggos.
Yeah.
No.
To interrupt, but like, I swear, bro, I love caramel so much, bro. Like, I had these. Have you guys tried the caramel M&Ms before?
Yes.
No.
Those are
the best M&Ms.
Those are so good, bro. Like, I haven't had them in like months, bro. I need to get them again. Those were so good, bro. Like, if you haven't tried them, you have to. You have to get them. They're really good. Yeah, it's just chocolate and caramel, bro. But it's like even better.
Yeah.
All right. Really Nathan, I guess you're up. If Milo doesn't.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Let's see. Sausage and orzo, sausage and rice, and sausage.
Oh,
just sausage.
Just sausage. All right.
Yes.
Hey, man. No, I love sausage.
I think that's my third would be Reese's Puffs.
Okay, that's valid.
I love They're sausage. Good. I do love sausage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
An honorable mention, actually. No, this is going to replace Reese's Puffs. Honorable mention is Reese's Puffs, but my third has to be stir fry, because when you mix, I've talked about this before.
Yeah,
when you mix the soy sauce with vegetables, it is amazing, and it's like the only time I'll actually eat something healthy.
Nice.
It's the only time my body gets any greens because it's. Covered in this soy sauce.
Yeah, you've told me about like the one that your mom makes.
I don't think I've ever tried that before.
That's crazy, Paul.
I might have to try that.
Stir fry, Paul.
I might have to get myself some stir fry, guys. Uh-huh. I just like putting meat in my mouth all the time. I'm not with the greens, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I also really like Filipino adobo, which is like. It's like you've got this coconut sauce on rice, and then on top of the bed of rice, you have cooked pineapples and chicken, and it's really good.
Interesting.
Because the chicken will be all peppery, and then that mixes with the coconut rice. And those are the best parts. I could pass on the pineapples. I'm not a big fan of like hot pineapple. It's a weird sensation, but still tastes all right. I just, the texture and temperature of the pineapple is not my favorite, but it's a good dish.
I like pineapple on my pizza, so I don't mind the hot pineapple. I think it gives a really nice, juicy kind of crunch to the pizza, me personally.
Yeah.
But I know that's very controversial.
That is very controversial.
Yeah. It's a hot take.
Me personally, I don't think pineapple should ever belong on pizza, actually.
Well, which one of us here is the Italian one? Or like the 25% Italian one?
Matteo, that doesn't mean anything.
That's me.
Matteo, were you flipping pizzas like were you in Italy? Were you in Italy flipping pizzas?
Pizzas. Flipping pizzas. You don't flip pizzas like you flip burgers, Paul.
Are you sure?
I mean... whatever. Hey, I flip my pizzas all the time. That doesn't make sense.
Alright. Okay, next topic. If you guys could go anywhere in the world, where would that be?
It would be the what? Where would it be? Honestly, I don't know. Like, probably... I mean, like, I don't know, dude. Like, there's too much of the world. Like, there's too much of the world, you know? Like, this world is too big. Like, I would go to a place to, like, where most people wouldn't go to. Not, like, a dangerous place, but, like, you know what? I would go to Antarctica, but I will elaborate. It's, like, no one ever goes to Antarctica, you know? No one ever goes to Antarctica.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
But it would be, like, it would be a very good two truths and one lie. It would be, because no one, like, who would believe you went to Antarctica? Like, hey, yeah, I went to Antarctica. It's like, no one would believe you. Like, as like, you could like, you would want every two truths and one lie. Like, it would be
until, like, news passes around and they're like, that freak went to Antarctica. They're like, don't play two truths and a lie versus an
either. But what if I'm like a scientist? What if I'm like a scientist and I like do stuff, like sciencey stuff
in Antarctica?
What, like, look at your little thermometer stuff.
Guys, yeah. It's awfully cold today.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Guys, I have an insane new scientific discovery. It's damn cold in Antarctica.
Dude, it's crazy. I mean, he'll be a millionaire.
All right. Milo, but if where I would you
could go? Actually, wait.
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah.
If I could actually go anywhere, I would probably go to, like, somewhere, maybe like Japan or like Korea. Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. I don't know. Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Japan's just living in, like, the future, dude. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome there, bro.
They have, like, 8 million mile per hour trains there or something.
I know. It's crazy.
It's crazy. All right, Milo.
I don't know. I mean, if it was a safe trip, then I think I'd like to see Moscow. I want to see the culture there. They have the really cool looking buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that right now it's not an especially safe place to be.
For sure. Nathan? Yeah.
Nathan, come to Antarctica with me.
Yeah.
Well, I've already been to the UK, which is very nice. It's very green there.
I really want to go, and I will next spring break.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Is just a really nice green area. But I've already been there, so somewhere else, maybe anywhere in the Mediterranean, because it's also beautiful there. It is. Not as green because it's more arid, but the trees there are just awesome. They're gorgeous. Like,
have you guys seen like
cypress trees? I love.
Yeah,
and you don't really see them anywhere else that I know of. So I'd love to go there because they've also got great food, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Not a fan of olives, but
same with me. Actually,
I do like everything else.
I swear. Part.
In fact, Orzo is Italian.
Uh huh. It is.
No, yeah, for sure. I would. That would probably be like my second choice, like to go to like the Mediterranean, because like
Hoover they have Antarctica? Like
I said the second choice over. Well, and the Antarctica one was a joke, actually. But the Mediterranean, that would be really nice, because, and especially like places in like Italy, and not even just Italy, just throughout the Mediterranean, like on the coast, like those rocky like coasts, like cliff, like mountainous coasts that look like very like, and like the little like towns and dwellings, and like the, I don't know if you I don't know how to like describe it. It looks like really pretty though. It's like these towns, like yeah, these Mediterranean towns
architecture.
With that Mediterranean style to it, and it's like. I just feel like, and I've seen like TikToks and YouTube videos on it, and it just looks so nice, bro. Like mm-hmm. I would dig to live there, bro. Like living with that view every day, like
yeah, for sure. Like especially like Greece, I really want to go to too.
Yeah,
like for
the climate too. I don't know if it's. I don't think it's like. I don't think it gets like too hot there, but it doesn't get like too cold either. I think they're relatively like warm, but not like hot. It'd probably be like a very nice climate too. So like, it's not. I don't know.
I think it can get pretty hot in some places.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on the ocean, it wouldn't, because you're right next to the water. But
I would if I was living in the by the Mediterranean, I would be by the coast. Like I wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the humidity that gets you, they say.
Yeah. I do hate the humidity though. I hate it.
Uh huh. Where else in the Mediterranean is cool? Like, of course, like France and Spain are.
France isn't Mediterranean, though.
Yeah, true. Well, France isn't. Yeah, but those are
very far.
They're by the Mediterranean Sea. You know, well, France isn't touching it, is it?
Yeah, no. France has an island.
Right.
Wait.
In the Mediterranean.
Do they really not have a border with the?
They might have a small one.
Oh, they do. They have a pretty big one. It's like.
Oh yeah, no, they do.
Yeah, the mainland is connected.
You don't think of that part of France much.
Yeah.
Because always thinking of Paris.
Not much there.
Well, I guess Monaco is on there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But isn't Monaco its own country?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a micronation.
Yeah,
same thing. Pretty much. But yeah, it's Spain. I definitely want to go to. Class.
It's
you
still
know, a like you've got Pokemon classes and you've got country classes. So like,
doesn't make
you know.
It's still a country.
It's still a country. You know, like it no matter how low the Pokemon class, it's still a Pokemon.
I'm not gonna call it a micronation.
It's a different class.
No one calls it micronation.
That's the official term though, is micronation.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not calling it that. Don't worry, guys. I'm normal. I swear.
Yeah. I would go to Spain just for the culture, dude. Like my grandpa on my mom's side is like very Spanish, but also just
a lot of the family
and everything.
Yeah, dude, I would love to go to Spain too. A lot of my family lives there on my mom's side, so that'd be cool.
Yeah,
to visit family I haven't seen in practically never, because I saw them when I was like 2 and 1, but I don't remember that because I was 2 and 1. But no, but it would be really cool to visit just Europe in general. I feel like that would be an interesting experience. You're so culturally divided. It's like you're stepping onto a new planet, kind of, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So that would be interesting going there. But yeah.
Morocco is also around there, which would be awesome to go to.
Yeah.
Morocco's got some really beautiful culture. Anyway, all right, let's move on to the next topic. Let's go around and say our top 3 favorite music artists.
All right.
Nathan, you start us off.
Let's see. I'm having trouble with the third.
Mm-hmm.
I know my top 2. Oh, yeah. Okay. So obviously, well, not to the listeners, but to us, my first pick is the Crane Wives.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't shock anyone, I'm sure. And then I think I have to say tied for second would be Wolfpack and Dom Farah.
You haven't even been into Dom Farah for that long. He shot up already, huh?
Well, I have. It's been like 3 months now.
Okay, well, yeah, but like comparatively, you know? Comparatively to like your other top three.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been listening to music like in the way most people do for even a year yet, so I haven't been into anything for that long. I think I've only been... I found the Crane Wives in, like, September, so...
Mm-hmm.
Still not that long.
Yeah.
Like, 9 months.
Alright.
So, that would be it.
Nice.
Because I feel like the Crane Wives, to me, give me the feeling of being, like, we're very comforted. So that's why I like them a lot, because it feels like if I had to give them a feeling with their music, it would be like being, like, wrapped up in a blanket in front of a fire. Right?
Yeah.
Very warm.
Very cozy.
Yes. And then Wolfpack is a funk band, and there's not like the most abstract meanings behind their music. It's just fun songs with dumb lyrics, which I like. I feel like they fit the funk genre well. And then I think Dom Farah is just a nice mix between the instrumentals I like, which is like very orchestral related because I play in a concert band, and also just like newer ways of making music, so like synths and some autotune, I think. I don't know if he has autotune. There might be one song, but he just mixes it together well, and it reminds me of some of the themes the Crane Wives have. So that's why I like him.
Nice. Paul, you go ahead.
All right. So I'd say top three is, I'd say Coldplay, because top three has kind of been a part of my music ear for pretty much my whole life, and it's just been always that thing that I've listened to. And I don't know, I guess there's no, with me with music, I don't really delve deep into like the meaning behind like every song I listen to or like what, or like just in general, I'm just kind of there to like appreciate and listen to the music, you know, like I like the way it sounds in my ear, and that's just me.
That's just me.
Mm-hmm. I don't delve deep into the lore with like the creators or like the meaning of music. Sometimes I will maybe see stuff and look at it, but I won't like, I'm not like invested in, you know, I'm there to appreciate the music for what it is, you know. Top two, I'd say Tame Impala. I heard Tame Impala off I think it was like 2021. I was on a YouTube video. I forgot what YouTube video it was, but I heard it, and I was just like, this sounds really nice. I really like how this sounds, you know? It's just the way he kind of, like, uses that, like, synth style in some of his songs, just the way. I don't know how to describe it, you know? I don't know, because Mateo, you listen to him, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's like, he has, like, his music is very unique.
Yeah, it's like, its own genre, really.
Yeah, and it's like it just I really like it. Just the style of like the synth he kind of uses, like his song "Let It Happen." It kind of like goes from like it's like almost like telling a whole story in a way.
It is like yeah.
Like it's like there's like this whole version, or it's like glitching out, and it's weird, but it's also like orchestral, and then it goes back to like this guitar riff later in the song. It's like a 7-minute long song, and it's a very nice the way I don't know how to describe it. It's like you're listening to a story, but you're not like there's no words in it. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, there are some words in the song.
Well, there are words. I worded that weirdly. That was my bad, but. I just he's definitely my number two, I'd say, and my number one, you probably know what it is, probably not, but it's Billy Joel, 100%. Billy Joel, my dad would play when I was younger, when I was like 5-6 years old. My dad would always play Billy Joel in the car radio, and I remember and after a while I stopped listening to him until like maybe 4 or 3 years ago. And it was just, it brought me back to like this era of my childhood that I like relatively forgot about. So like when I started listening as I started listening to his music again, I realized how much meaning there actually is in his music. And as a lot of it was from nostalgia. Like I started listening to him again because of nostalgia, but then I started to just appreciate his music because he does have like really good music. Like if you've listened to Vienna or like The Stranger or Moving Out, like there's some and that's just from the album The Stranger. Like he's made like a lot more good music from the past. Like and he's a 70s, 80s, 90s music artist. I'd say he's probably one of the best music artists of the time for sure. Like the dude was a genius. Like actually,
mm-hmm.
like. He just had like. I know I kind of said I didn't pay attention to the story, but with Billy Joel, like, his music is just so. There's just something about it, like. It tells like I feel like all music is like that in a way, you know. All music, no matter what it is, always tells a story of someone's life. It's like. It's very interesting, you know, when you think about it more.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's like, it's very, I guess, I don't know, what's the term? Poetic in a way? Like, it's like, a music is like, it's just, people, like, we need music. Like, we, like, can't live without music, if you think about it. Like, it is so important in our lives, yet it's like, it's just a great thing, man, and I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just kind of going off now, but Billy Joel's my top one artist for sure. I listened to him as a kid growing up. My dad would always put it on. It's one of those things I grew up with. Same with Coldplay. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right, I'll go next. My number three right now would also definitely have to be Tame Impala. I just love how unique his music is, and it's just he's a musical genius. He really is. Like, he's just I'm very excited to see where his career goes in the future. I think he's got a long career ahead of him, and I'm here for it.
Anyway, so with Tame Impala, he's been making music for he released Let It Happen like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but like he's still like huge, and even like his old stuff is still like huge, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Anyway, number two, this has changed a lot, but right now, I think I would have to go with Rex Orange County. I just really like his music. It's very, the vocals are really good. The production's really good. Very instrumental and very unique. And number one, it's not a competition. He's probably been my favorite for like almost 2 years now, Tyler, the Creator. It's just that his production is just completely unmatched, and I love the stories he tells throughout his albums. Igor is the epitome of just, like, telling a story through an album in the best way possible. Making it just subtle enough so that you can listen to the music without worrying about the story, and also not subtle enough so that it's not too hard to pick up on and to follow along throughout the album. I saw him live earlier this year. That was an amazing experience. And yeah, it's just, he's the best. And Milo, you go now.
Yeah, I don't think you three are going to recognize these. Actually, I don't think anybody will because they're very obscure. But number three is Enway. He's really talented, and he's been making music for a very, very long time. That's kind of all I have to say about him. Number two has to be DM Dokuro. He's like, he has also written music for a very long time, and I've listened to it for a long time, but it's still so good. Like, it's been incredible for such a long time. And yeah, I don't know. It's almost impressive, I guess. Mm-hmm. Number one is Pin Pin Nian. He uses synthesizers to, like, make voices and sing, and I don't know what he does, but they sound incredible. And he has, like, some very weird BPM for some of his songs, and he can still make it work. It's
like 12 over 7. I've seen some weird ones in my time.
Like, the lyrics and then the background will be out of sync, and it still sounds good.
Oh,
like,
it's
out of...
I see.
Yeah.
So different BPMs for different layers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I just like to throw in an honorable mention for me. Mm-hmm. I would say a lot of just, like band music, like high school band music, like concert band music. I'll just be on YouTube sometimes, and I'll just listen to some, like, music scores. Like,
yeah. And it's like, that's how I listened to music for the longest time. Before I started listening to, like, bands, and any music with lyrics, I would just, would make sure I had an ad blocker on.
Yeah.
And then I would go on YouTube, make a playlist of music I had played in band, and then that's what I would listen to.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's like, I just started doing that recently, maybe, like, not even a year ago, like, maybe a few months ago. And I just started listening to some of the music, and I just feel like, it's like, some of it's, like, very good music, you know, like, and, like, my favorite one would probably be Arabesque. You guys know this.
Mm-hmm. I think that has to be my favorite classical piece, too.
Yeah. I feel like the way just kind of, it's a very hard piece, but it makes you feel alive, you know, it has that feeling. Like, especially towards the end, it gets, like, very, like, I don't know how to describe it, dude. Like, it's like an experience almost. You have to, like, listen to it. And it's like, especially the flute solo in the beginning, it gives off a very mysterious feeling, of what could this piece be, you know? So it's a very nice piece, and I was just putting that out there. There's a lot more I could mention about it.
I have a lot to I guess I have a lot of like appreciation that I'm in band, I guess, because I can't figure out a better way to say it. But when I was really young, I always like would ask, well, why would anyone listen to music? It's like loud and annoying, you know. I didn't understand it when I was like. I couldn't
have ever imagined you thinking that ever.
Well, like, you know, I mean, like really young. Like, I think I stopped thinking that when I found my own music that I liked, because when I finally stopped like having that mindset was when I found my own preferences, and that was when I started listening to classical. Like, not classical, like, not, you know, 18th century stuff, but concert band music. And listening to that, I would just, like, that just helped me, like, find the expression that people try and get across with music. And that's what helped me listen to, like, bands and music with lyrics. Because once I started listening to concert music, then I was like, well, why would anyone listen to bands? Because I feel like the words cover up the instruments, which is like the best part of the music. But when you really start to like listen to a band you like and appreciate it, you like can tell how the music will like perfectly complement the lyrics and vice versa. And I'm glad I finally like found that, because I've just learned a lot, and I have to thank band for it, is what I was trying to say.
Nice.
That was how about we all give Nathan a clap?
One singular. Hold on, can you hear it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, wait. No, let me try again.
Yeah,
nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah, my mic is.
How about this?
No applause, guys. Just clap. Hold up.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Try it again.
Okay, I could hear that.
Yeah.
That was me.
That was good. Oh. Well.
Now
I turned off my noise suppression and it still didn't work. So.
Hold up. Now I have to try this, guys. Hold up. Wait. I need to try this now. All right.
What are you trying?
Yep. Yeah, we heard
that. That's
this.
Many claps. Should have just done one.
Let's All see. Right. If All you right. guys could be a kitchen appliance, what would you be?
I would be a spoon.
That's not a kitchen appliance.
No, an appliance, Paul.
Oh, an appliance?
Not just a kitchen
washing
item.
Machine.
I'd probably be a microwave, because I radiate my...
Yes?
Yeah, go on.
You radiate what?
I radiate my awesome personality. My beautiful looks.
Yeah.
We can confirm he is beautiful.
Yeah.
I am. Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 6'2", 5% body weight, 175, by the way. And yeah, that's why I would be microwave.
Cool. Milo?
Oh yeah, I'm 6'2", just throwing that out there.
Okay, we got it.
Guys, we have to understand.
He's not 6'2". 5'9" at most.
Guys, at the end of the day, it's okay when you're only 4'3".
Okay.
It's okay if you're a garden gnome.
It's okay to be a short king, guys. It's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Round of applause for that. For all the short kings in the audience.
I would clap, but you wouldn't be able to hear it. Okay. So.
I swear I'm actually 5'11", guys. That's like my actual height. Don't make this a stigma. Don't make this something that just runs on, please. I swear I'm 5'11". You could ask my doctor. My doctor has all the answers.
I will, and then I'm gonna gaslight your doctor into telling you you're 4'10" next time you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. Bribe your doctor for that.
Bribe the doctor. That's all I have to do.
Anyway, Milo, what appliance would you be?
Dude, I don't know. There's not very many, it feels.
There's a lot.
Not many that I know of.
Have you ever been in a kitchen before?
Yes, I have. Should I just say something that's like...
Say what reflects your personality best? What kitchen appliance?
Yeah, probably a freezer, because I'm so cool. Sorry.
You'd actually be freezing.
We're going to let you sit with that for a bit, Milo.
Sorry.
All right. You could have said, like... Okay, I'm Nathan, talk, please.
Spare me.
An oven, because I'm so hot.
Yeah!
If we're gonna talk like that,
like, why did I choose a mark? Because I radiate. Because I radiate.
Dude, how does anyone answer that question? Mateo, how do you answer that question?
Because I spin around and cook everyone I see.
I would have to go with a toaster, because I feel like I have the kind of ability a toaster does. To handle two things at once. You know, like a toaster, it's got two slots for two slices, two pieces of toast, you know? And I feel like that reflects me, you know? Like, I feel like I have that multitasking ability.
So you don't want to radiate?
No, it's not that I don't want to, it's that I don't, all right? And neither do you.
I do want to radiate.
Dang!
I'll become the radiation man. Guys, I swear.
Radiation Man.
Coming to theaters 2026.
Yeah.
The next big thing, guys.
That would be a sad ass superhero. Just like
he's like
causing Chernobyl everywhere. Like
just devastating towns. Like this is not a good this is not good. Yes. I was gonna say something else. But I don't know if I should say that. Next topic, please. Let's get away from this.
All right. Let's see. If you could terraform any planet in the solar system and live on it, what planet would that be?
Jupiter.
You can't terraform a gas giant. Yeah, you can't do that. That's a gas giant.
I would fly through the clouds. I'll fly through the storms of Jupiter. That's not terraforming.
Cloud City, guys.
Loki? Yeah. I would terraform. Let me think about this. Loki, do you know what would be crazy? How much, like, this is not a planet, it's a moon, but Titan. But you know how, like, isn't Titan that is it Saturn's moon or Jupiter's moon?
I think Jupiter's
Jupiter. Moon. Yeah.
Jupiter. Yeah. Imagine like seeing that skyline on like just seeing Jupiter, like
that is true
in the sky, and it's like, and you're just kind of sitting on your balcony, and you just it's just Jupiter. Like that would look so cool though.
It would.
True.
Like. That would look peak. I would love to live there,
but it would be very dark, very cold.
I mean, it probably would be. But that's why we have microwave radiation, and we would heat up the Titan with microwave radiation.
With microwave radiation.
Paul, the next scientist of our generation. All right, me personally, I would have to go with I would have to go with Uranus. I just feel like it just seems chill there, you know? Like, well, it's, I mean, literally.
A gas giant, but yeah. Also, I just searched it up. Titan is a moon of Saturn, not Jupiter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we said Saturn.
Largest moon of Saturn.
We said Saturn, right?
I don't think so.
Oh.
We agreed on Jupiter in the end.
Yeah.
Oh. We were saying Jupiter, and then I was thinking of Saturn in my head. I'm like, I don't know my planets. I'm cooked. I failed first grade, guys. It's over.
I know it's not considered a planet. It's a dwarf planet now, but Pluto would be pretty chill to live in, you know?
Yeah.
Like that, like, you know, it's like, it's small, so there's not much.
Again, very dark. Very, very dark.
Oh, well, flashlights exist.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
Nathan, planet. Oh,
Milo was next.
Like, because there's three planets we could actually, like, colonize and live on. Probably Venus, because there's a couple really cool ways to, like, terraform it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. They'd, like, it'd be interesting to see the outcome of whatever method they choose, whether it's, like, a sky city or a, like, freezing the atmosphere or whatever.
We need to recreate Cloud City at some point, dude.
Well, what would be easier, terraforming Venus or terraforming Mars? Because I feel like Mars would be the easiest.
Yeah, definitely Mars.
Probably Mars. The primary issue is that you have to import a large amount of nitrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is expensive and difficult.
I'll just give them my nitrogen, and it'll all be happy.
Your nitrogen. How much nitrogen do you owe? Do you have? Oh,
my personal nitrogen.
Sorry, your personal.
I have a personal nitrogen that gives me nitrogen.
You better have a lot of nitrogen. Mars is pretty big, man.
Yeah, I have a lot of nitrogen. Yeah. They call me Nitrogen.
Paul has a lot of nitrogen.
They call me Nitrogen Man. Out of theaters, 2026.
All right, you're next, Nathan.
I don't know. I don't really think about that.
No, nobody does. That's the whole point.
Think about it now.
Probably nowhere.
So you just want us to be alone? You just want us to die on this planet alone forever and ever and amen?
I mean, yeah, because the Earth is fine if we don't kill it.
Yeah.
The only reason you would have to think of terraforming another planet is because we can't. It stopped global warming thanks to people.
Yeah.
So
true. It would
also be cool.
You know, if we just took care of the planet, we wouldn't have to, which, I mean, that's my answer. No terraforming. Just reduce, reuse, recycle.
Very good answer, Nathan. I like that. Anyway, I'm going to go head off to Mars. Because that would be awesome.
Guys, I'm packing my bags.
Yeah.
Right now.
Go to Mars.
Mars is definitely the first one we would actually terraform and live on.
It is like the easiest.
In my lifetime, I want people to go to Mars in my lifetime. Like, people have to go to Mars in my lifetime.
Definitely.
I like, want to leave Earth
less than
in my
5 years, probably.
I don't even care about going to Mars in my lifetime. I just want to, like, go to space. You know, I want to not be in the Earth's atmosphere. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Depending on how much money I have to financially do that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when space travel becomes easier and easier as we technologically advance, it might not even be that expensive. You might be able to get a round trip for like $60 if space tourism becomes that big in the future, which it probably will, you know. Maybe not $60,
which is why they'll drive up the prices.
Yeah,
if it becomes that big, it won't be cheap, because
that's
how we live.
It'd probably be like, I think if it was That's like something to think about in like the next 60 years from now, 50 years from now. That's like,
uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it's probably less than that.
This is gonna take a while, dude. I feel like I don't know. Yeah, maybe it might be sooner though.
There's a lot of different ideas. Like we could build a skyhook. It's just like a big cable that you throw in orbit, and you can get into space really, really easily and cheaply with it. The hard part is getting it there. But if we like made those, or if we figured out how to make a space elevator, right now we can't. They aren't practical. But yeah, if we figured out something like that, it could be very cheap. And those, we have like almost everything we need to make those things. We just haven't yet. Like funding, of course, and some specific materials to support the forces.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's going to do it for our first episode of Amazing Musings.
Amusing musings.
Yes.
Amusing musings.
Oh,
amusing musings.
Amusing musings. Yes. I'd like to thank everybody listening. The
three people that are listening.
Hey, you never know. You never know. This is our first episode. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. And yeah. See you in the next one.